Good morning. We're in the middle of Siman Sari Ches, the halachas of Yontif, what you're allowed, the malachas that you're allowed to do on Yontif. Talking about shechting an animal, shechting a chicken. If you've shechted a chicken, and in order to keep it still, so they bind the legs up, they tie the legs together, so you're allowed to cut the string or burn the string. You don't run into problems of mechatech because you don't care how big the string is going to be afterwards. And then many times they would stuff the chickens afterwards and they would sew it back together. You're allowed to do that on Yontif also, as long as you thread the needle before Yontif, because otherwise you run into problems of makav patish. Catching fish on Yontif. If it's in a pool that you can catch it with your hand, so then it's mutter. Otherwise, it's an isser of tzeda, and it would be usser. In the cases, though, that you could catch the fish, so a person should be mazmin the fish beforehand, otherwise you run into problems of muksa. If something is suffik nitzod before yantiv, suffik caught before yantiv, suffik muksa, that it wasn't mucham before yantiv, so it's aser. Letzorech gadol, we're makel on yantiv sheni, because it's derabbanan anyway. If an animal is muksa, so you're not supposed to feed it from close distance, only from a far distance. Otherwise, we're choshesh that you may take the animal to shecht it, and then you run into problems of muksa. If a person shechts a chicken and then it's found to be trefa, so the bird is then muksa. You're not allowed to deal with it. However, if it's a behemoth, since trefus is much more frequent and you don't want to lose the money, so a person has in mind that he'd be able to move it to a place where it won't spoil if it's a trefus. You can still sell the meat to Gayim or take the skins. However, if you want to sell it to a goy on Yontif, so you could do it, but you can't do it without stipulating money. Some people, and some minhagim is that fatted geese also are like animals, and the fact that they many times are trefa, and therefore if it becomes trefa, so then you can still move it so that it won't spoil. Since there's a high likelihood of trefus when you're talking about behemoths, so the halacha is that we only shecht behemoths on Yontif letzorech gadol for chashash that maybe it's going to be trefa, and then you run into muksa problems. You can't sell an animal on Yontif by mishkal or by money, but you can split it up and give it to other people. They could pay you for it afterwards. If a person shechts an animal, so you always check the lungs, you check the rea for circus to see if it's going to be a trefa. A person should make sure to do that only after he skins the animal. Otherwise, there's a chashash that maybe it's going to be a trefa, and then you're going to lose the skin because the skin is going to have to stay on and it's going to spoil. So you should take the skin off first and then afterwards check for trefus. You are allowed to move a skin on Yontif, but you're not allowed to spread it out on hooks. That would already be ma'abed. Skins that were not from an animal that you shechted would be muksa altogether, and the same thing is true of feathers of a chicken or feathers of a bird. So if you shechted the chicken, so then the feathers are not muksa, you can move them, but if they're just stam feathers from a bird that was shechted a while ago, those are considered to be muksa. You're allowed to shecht meat, you're allowed to salt meat that was shechted that day, and you couldn't do it beforehand. If you have a tremendous amount of meat and you're afraid that it's going to spoil, so even if you could have done it before, so if you could do it with another piece of meat, so and do it all in one tircha, so then that's all right. But if it was meat which is already salted and there's not such a need to salt the meat again, so then that would be usher to do on Yontif. As Hashem will continue with Sif Chaf Gimel.